You can't deny that. So he'll be with you very shortly. So we appreciate you tuning in to the Mind Voyage, and keep it right here for Morning After Show. We'll see you next week. Enjoy it.
Água, vamos subir.
Well, welcome to the show. You're listening to the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM. Stick around because we have special guests that are going to be performing live. So, start with a couple of political songs. We'll be right back.
Me llaman el desaparecido. Cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy. Deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Cuando me buscan nunca estoy. Cuando me encuentran yo no soy. El que está enfrente porque ya me fui corriendo más allá. Me dicen el desaparecido. Fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido. Pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un dolor que no me deja respirar. Llevo en el cuerpo una condena que siempre me echa a caminar. Me dicen el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy. Deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un motor que nunca deja de rolar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado a nunca llegar. Cuando me buscan nunca estoy, cuando me encuentran yo no soy. El que está enfrente porque ya me fui corriendo más allá. Me dicen el desaparecido, cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Perdido en el siglo. Perdido en el siglo. Siglo XX. ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo rumbo llegaré? Al 21. ¿Cuándo llegaré? Me llaman el desaparecido. ¿Cuándo llegaré? Perdido en el siglo. ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré? Me llaman el desaparecido. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un motor que nunca deja de rolar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado al nunca llega. Me llaman el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy. Deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. ¿Cuándo llegaré? 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 ¿Cuándo llegaré?
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in a jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongi for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Like I said, we have live music today. We have a Halyard band here. It's they have a brand new name, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
It used to be called something else, but we'll talk with them about it later. They have some instruments, so it's going to be a cool show. So let's play some love song. Play a love song first.
Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement j'ai voulu croire. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien avoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te voir.
Okay, so we figure out what's happening here. Some technical difficulties with a computer, but I'll tell you that what we were listening is Mano Chao from the LP Clandestino. We heard a couple of songs, Mentira and Desaparecido, kind of political, so yeah, now I guess we can go with the love song.
Ando tropezando, dando tumbos por ahí. Tengo la cabeza hecha merengue y es por ti. Tienes prisa, tú te tomas toda la risa, estoy loco por ti. Tú no tienes prisa, tú te tomas toda la risa, y yo estoy loco por ti.
I love the East Coast.
Hoy si no te tengo será la ruina para mí. Cuando te decías, yo quizás ya no esté aquí. Si te estás quedando, si conmigo te estás quedando, soy loco por ti,
soy loco por ti.
Si te estás quedando, no es que este es el último tanto, soy loco por ti. Con los sentimientos te dedicas a jugar. Estás divirtiendo, la cosa mía no es verdad. Conozco a las de tu clase, se dedican a especular. Dejan que suba la espuma, luego se quieren marchar. Estoy loco por ti,
loco por ti.
Tú no tienes prisa, tú te tomas toda la risa. Y yo estoy loco por ti, estoy loco por ti, yeah.
Gracias al cielo.
Estoy loco por ti, yeah, yeah. Estoy loco por ti, yeah, yeah. Yo soy loco por ti, yeah, yeah. Estoy loco por ti, yeah, yeah. Estoy loco por ti, yeah, yeah. Yo soy loco por ti. Estoy loco por ti.
Atravesar el viento, que bailaré por el tiempo que tuvimos. Porque no queda salida, porque pareces dormida. Porque buscando tu risa prima estaría toda mi vida. Yo quiero ser el único que te muerda la boca. Quiero ser el único.
We're
Mutan Nocturnal, vital consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
the villains.
And
Nardwuar, a human serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
dark space punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
But CITR is not a
commercial radio station.
Which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 fund drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to CITR.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio.
February 21st, Crow's Nest and Electric Owl present recently reunited rockers, Broken Water, on tour for their most recent release on Hardly Art. Supported by ex-Nirvana Earth cellist Lori Goldston and by local hitters Dead Soft. Advanced tickets available through Northern Tickets, Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. A special thanks to Beatroot and CITR.
Okay, we're back here, 101.9 FM, listening to the Morning After show, and yeah, like I said, we have some special guests here, Hellyard Band. Okay, so what's with the name? What happened? Why did you change your name?
We never really had a name in the first place.
Oh, yeah?
No, and in fact, when we came into this place, and you asked for our name, I put down the two most common names that my dad uses when he goes to restaurants, which are Rocky and Elvis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I met these guys there at the open mic that happens every Tuesday at this place, Hashery. They're on 3293 West 4th. Today, actually, tonight, there's an open mic there. So yeah, they were pretty cool. So I invite these guys to play at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So they're gonna be performing this Friday with MG Graveyard and Confession of Owls. They're on 1143 Kingsway, so that's gonna be a really, really cool show, yeah, for sure. So these guys have all their instruments. So I don't know if you guys wanna do a song.
Yeah,
do a song, and then we have an interview also with Victor Quijada from the Rubber Band. So I'm gonna prepare for that too. They're also coming to town, or they're in town actually. So, but let's listen to a song, no? What are you gonna play?
This one that we wrote more recently. It's called The Werewolves.
Okay. Cool. That's an awesome song. Yeah. Pretty cool. Werewolf is the name of?
It's called The Werewolves.
The Werewolves. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, let's listen to MG Graveyards. They're going to be performing this Friday with you guys. Yeah. So, and then so I can prepare the other interview. This is The Hangman's Graveyards. It's kind of like a horror show, eh? Werewolves and Graveyards. That was MG Graveyards. They're going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. And we have on the phone, we have Victor Quijada, all the way from Montreal. Hey, Victor, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Osvaldo?
Fine, thanks. So you guys are in town with an awesome show. It looks like a really interesting show called Gravity of Center. It's going to be presented at the Colch. Starting tonight, no? Today is the opening?
Yes, tonight's a premiere.
And, it's, I guess, a mix of modern dance with classical dance, and then you have some hip-hop there. So I don't know if you want to explain a little bit what are you guys
doing? The movement language, it's not really a mix of hip-hop and break and ballet, but in my experience, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles, from very young age, hip-hop culture was around me, and my first connection to dance was through breaking and through popping and all the other hip-hop party dances, and it was until later that I started to have some formal training with modern dance and uh-huh. ballet and contemporary ballet. And so I left Los Angeles, went to New York, danced with some classical companies, eventually landed in Montreal with Le Grand Ballet Canadien.
Mm-hmm.
And so the movement language that I'm working in is kind of a sum of all those parts. So it's not really a cut and paste, or like you see a move that comes from here or a move that comes from here. It's all that information that lived in my body for many, many years, uh-huh. and then I've been developing a choreographic language around that. So there's the spontaneity of hip hop, the acrobacy, the kind of the explosive energy of hip hop and break, but also the aesthetics that you would find in contemporary work.
Okay. So it's like all your influences are
exactly
created that.
Right.
Cool. So you're the choreographer, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so how long have you been there in Montreal?
I've been in Montreal for 12 years. The company, though, I started in 2002. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. And so Gravity of Center is the last piece that we made in 2011. And basically that kind of looks at this small group of, you know, maybe a tribe, maybe a family. It sometimes it looks like a wolf pack.
Uh-huh.
And we look at the different hierarchy that happens in a small social group, and each person wanting to be their own individual person but needing the group to survive,
and, uh-huh,
and all the conflict that comes out of that. So there's a lot in the works in that piece. It's a little bit close to theater, mm-hmm, even though we're not speaking, but there's a narrative that kind of carries the characters along throughout the evening.
Okay, so yeah, that's the culture. Today is the opening, and it's running until Saturday, right?
Yeah,
8 o'clock, and so the band is called Rubber Band Dance Group from Montreal, and this is their new work, Gravity of Center. And what about the music? Can you talk to me about the music that
I've
you
been
use?
Working with this fantastic composer. His name is Jasper Gahunya. Mm-hmm. A lot of people know him as DJ Lil Jazz. I met him actually. I had been doing a lot of collaborations with rap artist Chaos.
Uh-huh.
And we had collaborated on some music videos. And the DJ of the band, Jasper, I found out that he had some classical training on piano. He had gone to the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, but then had gone on to become this, you know, a championship DJ, competitive hip-hop DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been collaborating since 2007, and he is a little bit similar to me. He has all these different influences in his background,
mm-hmm,
and he draws upon those things to make music that really is very unique and uses a lot of classical influences, but as well as these... all of the experience he has in the hip hop world and as a music producer,
mm-hmm,
but it's this new thing. It's not the elements that make it up. It's greater than all those parts, and it's just really fantastic. It's exciting.
Okay, so how is it to like what came first, the dance or the music?
Sometimes it's a little bit of both. Sometimes he sends me some music ideas, mm-hmm, and that sparks some, inspires some types of movements or some kind of a setting or a mood that I'll create a choreography around.
Okay.
Or sometimes I will be working with some random whatever's on my iPod and we'll be creating some stuff. Then I'll send him a video of that, and then he will propose me some music based on what I've done. So he responds to me. Sometimes I respond to him.
Okay. So, and when you design your choreographies, is that in your mind, or you start kind of playing with moves?
Yeah, for this creation, I walked in, and we premiered this piece in 2011, right? So,
uh-huh,
when I walked in, I have this notebook with, I don't know, for this piece specifically, I had about, I don't know, 50 or 60 different movement ideas, and none of them really were a storyline. They were just movement ideas and questions that I had been saving up, you know, or like from the last piece. I remember that I did that. Well, what would happen if I didn't do that? I did this in a different way. And so I go into the studio with all these questions and ideas, and then I spend several weeks experimenting.
Okay.
And testing these ideas, and then the results, they start to pile up, and then we have all of a sudden, you know, 30-40 minutes of movement, and then and then all of that starts talking to me, and I start readjusting it and putting that section there and this section here, and well, that looks like the beginning of a relationship, so I put it there. this looks like the climax or the finale of another relationship, or this looks like a turn of events in the way that this choreographic situation has developed. And so the movement is also speaking to me, and I'm reacting to it as well.
Okay, cool. Now you, the piece has five performers, no?
Yes, that's exactly right.
And one of them is Anne Plamondon, which is, I guess, your partner in the company, no?
Yeah, she's the co-artistic director. She's been in that chair since 2005, and we've actually been working together since the beginning of the company. So we've been working together for 10 years now, and she's been helping me direct the company for the last six.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, we're looking forward for the show. Again, it's at the Colch, the Colch Vancouver East Cultural Center. They're on Bainables and Victoria, that in the east side. Tonight is the opening night at 8 p.m. and it goes every day 8 p.m. I guess until Saturday is the last show. So yeah, check it out. It's gonna be really cool. Did you have any other artistic mediums there? Like do you have like some film or some lighting or?
I've been working with this amazing lighting designer named Yan Li Chan. He's basically for the last 9 years has done all my lighting for Rubber Band and for, you know, I often go and be a guest choreographer in different companies. So I always work with him, and he's just a real magician. The way he designs lights. Mm-hmm. But there's no film component. What actually happened was after the premiere, we did make a film adaptation, and that's been going around the film festival circuit across Canada and the United States and elsewhere. But in the show, it's just the dance, just the lighting, just the music, and just the experience of the audience and the performers.
Okay, yeah, looking forward for the show. I think I'll be there on Saturday.
Great, can't wait to see you.
Yeah, we'll chat then. So, yeah, best of luck.
Thank you very much, Osvaldo.
And, I guess I'll see you soon. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure, man.
And I'll see you soon.
All right, take care.
Cheers. Bye. So, yeah, that was Victor Quijada. Sounds interesting, eh, the show?
Yeah,
sounds interesting. Okay, so let's put a little ad here. We're going to have a special for Black History Month. Next show, we're going to have a special. We're going to have a couple of performers here, and we'll put some cool music as well. Don't miss next show.
Marie-Joseph Angélique was the name given by her last owners to a Portuguese-born black slave in New France. She was tried and convicted of setting fire to her owner's home, burning much of what is now referred to as Old Montreal. It has recently been argued that she was in fact innocent of the crime and convicted more on the basis of her perception as a rebellious runaway slave than on the basis of factual evidence. A competing theory is that she was guilty of the crime as an act of justified rebellion against slavery. Many authors see her as an immortal avatar of liberation and prefer naturally to see her as an active rebel. Others find her just as inspiring as an exceptional, outspoken, independent-minded woman who fought for her freedom and her life against formidable odds and in spite of a society that expected submission from women, especially if they were also black and slaves.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM, and we're here with the guys from Hell Yard Band. We're going to be performing this Friday, so let's listen to another song, no? What are we going to listen now?
All right, this song is called Graveyard of the Pacific.
Graveyard?
Graveyard of the Pacific.
In the Pacific?
Graveyard of the Pacific.
Of the Pacific. Okay, cool.
That's close. Inspired by the west coast of Vancouver Island.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Inside.
Cool. So that was Graveyard of the Pacific. Cool. Okay, let's listen to this.
Skank is Scott, he spanks butts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude. Boy, he dresses like a gangster. He wrestled with an hamster. He's here to get you all in the nude. Boys and girls, it's not just this same old show on your radio. Scotty, Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. till noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
So we're back here. We have a couple of really cool shows also coming to town. Ruggiero from the Slackers. Well, the Slackers are playing on March 2nd at the Korean Hall. And then he's doing a solo show on March 9th at Pat's Pub with Devil in the Woodshack and Cal Fury from Los Furios. So that's going to be an amazing, amazing show. The Bat Pop on March 9th. And yeah, so the band is pretty new. The Halyard band is pretty new band, or
I mean, we haven't really had any official performances or releases or anything like that.
Oh yeah, cool.
But we have been playing for I guess over a year now, just, you know, kind of on a pretty regular basis. Yeah.
So the show on Friday is like the world premiere of the band, I guess?
I guess, I mean, besides a few open mics here and there, I'd say it's our first official show.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be cool. So don't miss that, guys. 1143 Kingsway. I'm going to play with Confession of Owls. We should probably look for some of their music. And MG Graveyard. Going to be there. So, yeah. Well, let's do another song, no?
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do one.
Cool.
What are you gonna play now?
This one's called The Wicker Man Blues.
The Wicker Man Blues.
It's okay. It's just, yeah. Alright, here we go.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Cool. So how's the writing process for you guys? It's difficult.
You know, we get by. I don't know. We probably get the music first, and then we kind of think of neat ideas to lyrics to write to the music.
Okay. And you guys, since the beginning, say like, okay, this is the instrument that we're gonna use, or was it like random friends meeting?
Originally, we started jamming with Ben. We jammed at our place, and I was playing guitar originally.
Yeah.
And I was playing Clawhammer banjo, and then it would sound better if I picked. So I picked up the banjo in that sense.
I think from the beginning that we've all been kind of interested in unplugged acoustic instruments.
Uh huh.
And instruments. Kind of that we can make ourselves, like the suitcase kick drum we have.
Okay, okay. Cool.
So kind of a very minimalist setup, you know?
Okay, well, let's introduce the band. No, let's start with you.
I'm Jenna.
Okay.
And I play the cello.
The cello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm Mike, and I play the banjo.
Okay.
And I'm Carla, and I play the ukulele and a very loud tambourine here and there.
And the vocals.
I play my vocal box.
I'm Ben. I play guitar and vocals and sometimes harmonica. In fact, I was supposed to play harmonica on the last song and kind of forgot. That's okay.
Cool. Okay. These guys have their first official show. As Halyard Band this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So that's 1143 Kingsway. Just $5, $2 beer and free pool. With MG Graveyard and Confessions of Owls. We found a song here from Confession of Owls. They were the semi-finalists at the Shindig Contest, which is a CITR Battle of the Bands that takes place at the railway. So let's hear a song from there, that time, and we'll be right back here. Remember that this is 101.9.
It's going to take 20 minutes to get ready for it. We'll make our set more lengthy. Sounding good? All right.
Thank you.
Thanks much for defending us now. Coldplay is next. And then Tupac.
Yeah, so those are a confession of Owls with the song Diamond Ghost live at the Railway at their Shindig presentation. So what else? Let's see. What else do we have? There's a Chilean singer, Nano Stern, coming on Wednesday, February 27th at the CBC studio. So yeah, it looks like he's a pretty cool guy. So if you want some Latin American music, he'll be playing on Wednesday, February 27th at 8 o'clock. And I don't know, you guys have any concerts or any things to announce?
Friday is really the first.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I mean, we're hoping to start playing more regularly, and we're working on a demo right now, too. So we won't have that ready for Friday, but soon after.
Cool.
Yeah,
I have to include the Werewolf songs.
Yeah, that'll be on it.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And tonight open mic at this place, Hatchery, 3293 West 4th Avenue. You guys coming tonight?
We might, maybe.
We might not
make it tonight.
No? Okay. We'll see you on Friday then, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's see what else. Vic Ruggiero is coming to town also with the Slackers on March 2nd and on March 9th. The Pat's Pop, so we should play some songs by him also. The Fun Drive here on CITR is happening a couple of weeks, so pledge to CITR, and there's gonna be a big party also for the end of the Fun Drive. That's gonna be on March 8th at Chapel Arts, and it's gonna be really, really cool artists playing that night. Let's see. Yeah, there's like a new CD or LP actually doing with Mint Records also for CATR. So yeah, a lot of cool things happening around town, so check it out. Okay, so song.
Yep. Mike, you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, this one's called Spawning Grounds. It was, at least the first part of the song was kind of came from the idea when it was a conversation I had with the skipper when I was doing some oceanographic research a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there we were kind of going up the river, and he was kind of giving us the tour about, you know, this is his house, this is where my brother lives, and then he pointed to the right, and that's where he said the house of the Sockeye Queen. And so curious, I asked, you know, who's the Sockeye Queen? And so at least the first part of the song tells about what that's all about.
Oh, yeah? Okay. And what's the name of the song again?
This one is called Spawning Grounds.
Swam?
Spawning.
Ah, Spawning Grounds.
Spawning
okay.
Grounds. Ready?
Thank you.
Cool. So that was the spawning grounds. Yeah. Okay, so let's play a couple of Big Ruggiero songs here. Let's do this one. I think this is a cool one. It's also live. It's a live performance.
Just a junkie. We won't know until I say goodbye. So this is the night. Well, do you know my reasons? They're just as good as any reason we cry. But I'll never trust one again. I thought that some way this time it'd be different. It's just a drag. I thought it was fate. It's just a sin. The more that you wait, the less that you win. And you'll never trust no one again. This is my answer. You know love is your cancer, and you must remove it before it takes you too. I'll let you go free. Don't worry, no one will hold me. Yeah, but the sad thing, babies, ain't nobody gonna hold you. And you'll never trust no one again. I thought that some way this time I'd be different, but it's just a drag. I thought it was fate. It's just a sin. The more
more that you wait, the less that you win. And you'll never trust no one again. But this is the night. This is the night. This is the night I'm gonna break your heart.
Thank you.
Victor New York.
I don't know how to. I don't know the words to that. Every
24.
That's Vic Ruggiero, Vic Ruggiero from the Slackers. He's coming to town on March 9th. He's gonna do a solo thing with a special guest Devil in the Woodshack and Cal Fury from Los Furious. We should play the last single of Los Furious, pretty cool. So, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Okay, so you want to do another song? What's the deal?
Yeah, I think we got one more song, and then Carlos probably has to run. But so we're gonna do a song called "In the End," which is kind of our exploration of the fascination of, you know, death while painting kind of a bright picture on top of it. So we'll see what it goes.
Okay.
It's called "In the End."
Time.
Cool. So that was In the End. That's the name of the song.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, let's do a couple of ads and we'll be right back here.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
There's a whale, the whale fishes blow, and the whale was in full view.
Are you a senior undergrad or graduate student wanting to supercharge your professional development and meet the right people in the ocean sciences? Then register now for Power Up, networking and training on February 27th, sponsored by Ocean Networks Canada. For more information, go to regonline.ca/powerup_onc.
What sort of fish are you?
Okay, so I guess these guys have to go. Thank you guys for being
so much
here.
For having us on.
Yeah, no problem. And I'll see you on Friday at the show. Yeah. 143 Kings Way. These guys are going to be playing with MG Graveyard and Confessions of Owls. It's going to be a really cool show. Looking forward for it. And also speaking about Los Furious and Kyle Fury, he's also going to be performing with the Bone Daddies and Doja. On March 1st, also at the British Servicemen Association. So that's going to be a really cool concert as well, like kind of like ska reggae concert on March 1st. So let's listen to a song from Los Furious. This is the last single called Bad Waters. And then we're going to listen to something by the Bone Daddies. And we'll be right back here. 11.9 FM.
Captain, I don't like it anymore.
So those were the Bone Daddies playing March 1st with Doja and Cal Fury from Los Furious. And before that, we listened to Bad Water from Los Furious. So we lost half of the band, but a couple of the guys are still here. They're going to do a song. So yeah, let's do it.
All right, this one is brand new. It's called the Sasquatch. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's a new song, eh? Oh yeah. Cool.
It'll be tighter later.
Cool. Okay, so we're reaching the end of the show. This was a morning after show. I don't know if Alex is around. He hosts the Mantis Cabinet, so he's coming probably soon. So in the meantime, we're gonna dedicate this song by USA Party to Kirsten. It's a really cool song, and we'll be right back to say hi if we have time. If not, I'll see you next Tuesday. We're gonna have a Black Month special show. It's gonna be pretty cool.
My heart needs a love dance. My heart needs a love dance.